بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Indeed, the purest of deeds, the best of characteristics, and the most beloved to Allah, the possessor of majesty, is the remembrance of Allah Almighty. At-Tirmidhi and others narrated from Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shall I not inform you of the best of your deeds, and the purest of them with your master, and the highest of them in your ranks, and better for you than giving away gold and silver, and better for you than meeting your adversary and striking their collars and them striking yours? They said, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, The remembrance of Allah, the Exalted. Those who remember Allah, the Exalted, are the forerunners in the journey toward Allah and the eternal home of the hereafter. It is narrated from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, The Mufarridun have outpaced others. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who are the Mufarridun? He said, Those men and women who remember Allah much. These are the ones for whom Allah has prepared a noble status and a tremendous reward. Allah Almighty said, And the men who remember Allah often and the women who do so, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. The remembrance of Allah is a life of the hearts. There is no life for hearts except through it. It is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, The example of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember his Lord is like the example of the living and the dead. The heart will never find peace, tranquility, joy, delight, or happiness except through the remembrance of Allah, the Almighty. Allah Almighty said, Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. The remembrance of Allah Almighty is relief after hardship, ease after difficulty, solace after distress and worry. In it is the removal of afflictions, the facilitation of matters, and the realization of comfort and happiness both in this world and the hereafter. There is no affliction alleviated and no hardship removed by anything better than the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in times of distress, There is none worthy of worship but Allah, the Mighty, the Forbearing. There is none worthy of worship but Allah, Lord of the Magnificent Throne. There is none worthy of worship but Allah, Lord of the Heavens, Lord of the Earth, and Lord of the Noble Throne. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, The supplication of the Noon, that is Prophet Yunus when he supplicated while in the belly of the whale, was, There is none worthy of worship except you, glory to you. Indeed, I have been of the transgressors. So indeed, no Muslim man supplicates with it for anything ever, except Allah responds to him. The remembrance of Allah brings back lost blessings and preserves existing ones. There is no means by which blessings are acquired or safeguarded better than the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty said, And remember when your Lord proclaimed, If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor, but if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. The remembrance of Allah, glorified and exalted, is a remover of burdens, an expiation for sins, a means of elevation in ranks, and a path to high status in the sight of Allah. Blessed and exalted is He. There is nothing that removes burdens like His remembrance. At-Tirmidhi narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, There is nothing that brings more salvation from the punishment of Allah than the remembrance of Allah. It is also authentically reported from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, Whoever says, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, 100 times, his sins will be forgiven, even if they are as much as the foam of the sea. There are many hadiths with the same meaning. The remembrance of Allah the Exalted is the cultivation of paradise. There is nothing by which paradise is cultivated like the remembrance of Him Almighty. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says, glorified is Allah, the most great, and praised is He, will have a date palm planted for him in paradise. At-Tirmidhi also narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I met Ibrahim the Khalil, the beloved of Allah, the night I was taken on the night journey, and he said to me, O Muhammad, convey my greetings to your ummah and tell them that paradise has good soil and sweet water, and that it is a flat plain and its vegetation is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. The remembrance of Allah consists of words that are light upon the tongue and uttered with minimal effort and without hardship, but they carry immense reward and great recompense and are beloved to Allah, mighty and majestic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two words light on the tongue, heavy in the balance, beloved to the most merciful, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The remembrance of Allah, glorified and exalted, repels the devils. It saves from their whispers, their evils, their plots, and their traps. Allah Almighty said, and if there comes to you from shaitan an evil suggestion, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is the hearing, the knowing. Allah Almighty also said, and say, my Lord, I seek refuge in you from the incitement of the devils. And I seek refuge in you, my Lord, lest they shall be present with me. Allah Almighty also said, indeed, those who fear Allah, when an impulse touches them from shaitan, they remember Him and at once have insight. Allah Almighty also said, and whoever is blinded from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, we appoint for him a devil, and he is to him a companion. The fruits of remembrance and the benefits that it brings are countless and innumerable. I advise myself and you to read the book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib min al-Kalam al-Tayyib, by the scholar Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi, may Allah have mercy on him. In it, he, may Allah have mercy upon him, enumerates more than 70 great benefits of the remembrance of Allah, blessed and exalted be He. When one reflects upon these immense benefits, their desire to maintain the remembrance of Allah will increase, and their eagerness to uphold it will grow. Indeed, there are many Quranic verses and numerous authentic hadiths of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam urging the remembrance of Allah, commanding it in abundance and clarifying the reward for those who frequently remember Allah. Allah the Exalted says, O you who have believed, remember Allah with much remembrance and exalt Him morning and afternoon. It is He who confirms blessings upon you and His angels, that He may bring you out from the darknesses into the light, and ever is He to the believers merciful. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, said, if you do that, that is, remember Allah abundantly, then He and His angels will send blessings upon you. And Allah the Most High says, and the men who remember Allah often, and the women who do so, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. And Allah the Most High says, and remember Allah much that you may succeed. And there are many more verses and hadiths urging frequent remembrance of Allah and commanding it abundantly. The scholars have stated in the books of tafsir and the commentaries on hadith that if a Muslim is consistent in the morning and evening remembrances, the remembrances after the obligatory prayers, the remembrance before sleep, the remembrance when entering and exiting the home, when riding, when eating and drinking, and after completing meals, along with maintaining general unrestricted remembrance throughout the day and night, then he or she is written among those men and women who remember Allah much, about whom Allah said, and the men who remember Allah often, and the women who do so, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. May Allah Almighty make us all among those who remember Him often, uphold His obedience, and worship Him sincerely. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.